Welcome back to the Armour Men's Health Hour with Dr. Mystery and Donna Lee.
Hello and welcome back to the Armour Men's Health Hour. I'm Dr. Mystery, your host, here with my co-host Donna Lee.
Hello, everybody. Happy day.
Happy day. I'm a board-certified urologist. This is a men's health show. For those of you that don't listen regularly, shame on you.
Boo. We haven't mentioned the podcast at all this hour.
Man, we need to mention the podcast.
It's free.
If you find this interesting or infuriating and you want to get even more mad at the things that we talk about and discuss, or if you want to learn about intimate men's health issues and less intimate men's health issues, please subscribe to our podcast. It's the Armour Men's Health Hour. You can find it wherever you find your podcast.
That's right. And if you're mad about learning about wellness, you just got some other issues.
Well, you know, people learn differently. You know, some people like
and
it
listen
to be
differently.
Some people like to read. Some people like to see it on YouTube. Some people like to be lectured in an audience. Some people like to discover it like they're seeking the Holy Grail on their own.
Their Columbus of podcasts.
And it's hard to always kind of match a person's learning style with what we can provide. When we see you in the office, we like to be a little bit more engaging and try to understand what you've learned and try to help direct your own education. You know, I do send a lot of people to the internet to, but I try to give them specific jumping off points where they can start doing their own research.
You don't just say, go to Google.
Please go to Google, Dr. Dr. Google. A urologist is a surgeon. Mm-hmm. We are trained in the surgical aspects of genitourinary surgery. Mm-hmm. In the clinic, we deal with a number of topics that don't involve surgery, like hormone replacement, like sex therapy, erectile dysfunction. Mm-hmm. We've had a lot of interest over the last several weeks for shockwave therapy.
Oh, boy.
Although we're trying to come up with a better name.
Penis pulsing. I'm going to stick with that. Penis pulsing therapy.
This uses ultrasound energy to help with erectile dysfunction.
It does not hurt.
It does not hurt. It takes about 30 minutes per session, six sessions. That's $2,000. I'm very upfront about pricing because I think that you should know what you're getting into.
Right. And we had patients, they're now calling because they're price checking, because they're trying to compare apples to apples, but I don't think they know what apples to apples are because other clinics are calling it something else.
That's right. And so anytime anyone describes a therapy in which they're using energy waves to help regenerate the corporal bodies or the erectile tissues of your penis.
And saying things like, we'll fix your ED with no medication, guaranteed, those sorts of words. It's probably the same discussion.
That's right. And if your doctor says guaranteed, I wouldn't trust that person because there is no guarantee in medicine.
That's like a weird
word. There's very few guarantees in life, actually. If they do other things like hair and nails, but also treat your erectile dysfunction, I might give them a second thought too. Go to a place that treats the condition, not just provides the service. That's my overarching mantra. You can put as much money as you want to into marketing to try to convince people, but then when things don't work out right, they can't. They may not be able to do it.
Right. And testosterone therapy is just a great example for your copay. If you have insurance, we're giving testosterone prescriptions are down to like $30 a month.
It's very inexpensive.
It's incredible.
So there's no reason to go somewhere and spend thousands of dollars a month thinking that you're getting something magical.
And we still use amazing compound pharmacies. We're not using just some generic Joe Blow overseas. We have amazing partnerships with compound pharmacies.
For sure. And they're all bioidentical. So don't be fooled by nomenclature. Really go to a place that will take your condition and your questions and concerns seriously. Vasectomy reversal is another great example. You know, if all that doctor does is vasectomy reversal but doesn't treat male infertility, it may sound weird, but there are people that do that. They just reconnect the tubes and they don't necessarily treat men's fertility. And so that's what we do. We treat men's fertility and we do vasectomy reversals as part of that package.
Because it goes hand in hand.
Because you got to you got to know what you're doing. And what goes hand in hand also are the questions that people provide us.
Nice segue.
It really pushes this show forward and really helps us address those questions that are on your mind.
Right, so, and we know what you're thinking. And
that's right.
The other listeners are probably thinking the same thing. So we had another question anonymously. We will answer these every single week. Dr. Mystery, I just by chance stumbled on the radio show. This is a shout out to us. And I'm finding it very enjoyable as well as informative, probably due to me, Dr. Mystery.
That's right.
I just got my yearly blood work back with great numbers, and I believe my first PSA checked. He goes to see Dr. Stephanie Sipniewski with Brushy Creek Family Care. Shout out to Dr. Sipniewski.
We love her.
She's and adorable.
Brushy Creek Family Practice up here in the northern part of Austin and Round Rock.
Cedar Park.
Is a wonderful partner, wonderful physicians.
They're also nice.
And they're excellent. Very responsive to patients.
Dr. Good.
Dr. Good there is excellent. Just a great, great group of doctors mm-hmm. that we love getting patients from.
Yeah, and they're a fun group.
They are.
We've met with them. They're just hysterical. Super amazing folks out there. The rest of his questions, I've thought about getting my testosterone checked. It doesn't seem like it used to. About to be 51 and work out quite regularly until COVID hit. Thank you.
Well, that's a great question. And it gets to a couple aspects of testosterone therapy and testosterone measurement mm-hmm. that I think are very common amongst men. It is a natural phenomenon for testosterone levels to kind of decrease, or really free testosterone levels to decrease as a man ages.
Can we blame Netflix?
We can't.
No.
We can blame our diet, maybe.
No.
What you'll notice as your testosterone levels kind of trail downwards is going to be diminished libido, diminished rigidity of your erections or erectile function. You're going to notice diminished energy, sometimes sleep patterns, increasing depression, and worsening cognitive development, and muscle mass loss. So if you're working out the same but not getting the same gains, or finding yourself having longer and longer times to recover, mm-hmm. you know, hormonal etiology might be something to consider.
Right.
A lot of men are surprised that testosterone is not a standard part of a screening panel for a yearly physical exam.
Why?
But it isn't.
Well, it should be.
Well,
I mean, it is with us, but I guess not.
I think, and that's really it. You know, mm-hmm. we really focus on the mind-body connection. Mm-hmm. We want to make sure that you're hormonally intact for a number of your different conditions. Mm-hmm. We have found over the years that patients with chronic pain conditions, irritable bowel conditions, things that you wouldn't necessarily associate with low testosterone,
right.
they often get better when you have an appropriately maintained testosterone level.
This is the chicken egg thing you referenced earlier.
That's right. The problem with just randomly checking testosterone levels, people, and men especially, goal-oriented men, get so focused on just having a certain number. If you see on the piece of paper that normal testosterone is between 220 and 750, mm-hmm. and your number is 260, I mean, that's almost like getting a D. That doesn't sound right.
A D for...
I didn't fail that test, but maybe I need to be at a higher level.
Well.
On the other side.
But on the same side of that, if a patient sees 800, is he like, got an A?
Maybe. But maybe his 800 is for some other physiologic reason. Mm-hmm. And the number... although there's a normal range, doesn't necessarily mean that it's normal for you. You know, we see patients all the time with very, very common textbook symptoms of low testosterone mm-hmm. and a low normal testosterone.
Right.
And we'll see patients all the time that'll come in and say, well, I had my testosterone level checked. I'm still feeling real, you know, like I have low testosterone, but my number is technically in the normal range. Now, the only place that really plays an important role is whether your insurance will pay for the testosterone. But the testosterone's cheap.
Yeah.
it's not even like that's the most expensive part. We often, in a very safe, monitored manner, will try it for a few weeks. Mm-hmm. There's physiologic effects. There are potential side effects of testosterone. But those are things that we both educate you on and manage very effectively. Mm-hmm. And we have thousands of men that we treat for low testosterone.
Right.
And not everybody improves. Not everybody's weight magically disappears.
Right.
Not everybody's desire to work out magically appears. I mean, this is it's not a magic medicine. It is just something that's necessary for some people to feel and function better.
That can help. Yeah.
And so if you are certainly over the age of 50 and you are starting to feel yourself not having the same physical, mental, sexual performance that you've had mm-hmm. and you haven't had your testosterone level measured, you should get it done.
Right.
But getting your test done is another easy small little step. It's really the appropriate interpretation of those numbers in the context of your symptoms.
Right.
That's true. Really going to decide whether treatment's needed or not.
Right.
You don't want either end of the spectrum. You don't want people that never treat your testosterone because they don't believe in it. Mm-hmm. And you don't want to go to somebody that will always treat you with testosterone because they think it's the magic bullet for everything.
Right.
You want to go to a provider that's going to be individualized to your specific condition mm-hmm. because you're an individual. You're not, you know, you don't represent the population. You're a member of the population. Mm-hmm. You're a member of the people that made up that normal distribution curve. But your particular symptoms and your particular circumstance and your weight and your physical activity, that needs to be all considered when somebody's considering a testosterone program for you.
Right.
Managing side effects, giving you the most effective treatment for your particular circumstance, that requires education and finesse.
That's right. And one of our partners, our compounding pharmacies, they prescribe, or they send out a prescription for testosterone. And one of the patients asked me the pricing. I said, $70. And she said, really? That's really less expensive than I thought it'd be for my husband, $70 a month. I said, no, that's for 3 months and that's free right. overnight shipping.
That's right. I mean, yeah, that's right. We try to be transparent about pricing. If right. you have questions about pricing, don't hesitate, but ask us on email. We'll definitely kind of let you know as far as we can how much things are going to cost you mm-hmm. because we want you to know what you're getting into when you go to the doctor.
That's right.
So Donna, why don't you tell people how to get a hold
of us? You can email us your questions, any of the questions, to armormenshealth@gmail.com. Our website is also armormenshealth.com, but you can send questions through the website as well. Call us during the week at 512-238-0762. We promise to get to your questions and I'll respond to them all. armormenshealth@gmail.com.
The Armor Men's Health Hour will be right back. If you have questions for Dr. Mystery, email him at armormenshealth@gmail.com.